them to go through that land. He said, don't meddle with them. In other words, don't be trying to fight with them. This is not your land. I have not given it to you. If you try to go to battle with them, I will not be with you, and you will be defeated. And he said, as you go through this land, if you need to eat, if you need food, buy it from them. And if you need water to drink, buy it from them. But don't be messing with them. Go through peaceably. And that was through Mount Seir and Moab. But as they neared the river Arnon, the Lord told them, he said, I have given you King Sihon and his city Heshbon. And he told them, begin to possess it and contend with him in battle. God was giving it to them. They didn't have to ask for it. They didn't have to plead for it. They didn't have to beg God for it. He told them, it's yours, but you are going to have to fight for it. You're going to have to fight for this. There were many times in Scripture where we see that God's people would inquire of him and they would ask, should we go to battle over this area or over this situation? And sometimes God would tell them, no, don't go to battle. Leave it alone. Just let it go. Other times God would say, go and get after it. And Brother Hewitt preached just a couple weeks ago, pursue, overtake, and recover all. And there are times when God tells you, pursue, overtake, and recover all. And this was one of those times when God was telling his children, go and get it. It's yours. I've already given it to you. Now go and get it. Begin to possess it. Begin to take possession of that thing that I have already given you. So as I pray and I seek God, I know that there are some things that he has for me that he wants me to have. And I know that there are other things that he does not want me to have. Some things are mine for the asking. Other things are off limits. There are some things that he wants me to have. Other things I better not go near. Some things are going to come easily, Sister Loretta, but I'm going to have to fight for some other things, even though God has already told me that I can have it. Begin to possess it and contend with them in battle. Some things you don't have to pray about. Now, go back and tell Brother Mike she's preaching to us that we don't have to pray about anything. No, you better be praying to God about who you date and who you marry. You better be praying to God about where you work and if it's time to buy a house or if it's time to do this or that. There are some things that you better be getting direction from God on. But there are some things that God has already said are yours. And you don't have to even ask him about those things. But we spend weeks and months and years of our lives struggling. Losing sleep, Brother Hewitt. We lose sleep and we struggle over things that we're doing without that God has already said, it's yours. Begin to possess it. Because you're a child of God. These things are yours. My daughter can come into my house anytime she wants to because she's mine. She's our daughter. She's got a key to my house. When she comes in, she doesn't have to ask, can I fix the sandwich? If it's in there, she can have it. She doesn't have to ask, can I throw a pizza in the oven? If it's in there and you want it, fix it. And her husband knows. If I want a pot of coffee, I'll go make a pot of coffee because they're mine. And that is a privilege that they have to come into my house and take what they need, and I trust them with that. Because I give that to them. And because you're a child of God, there are things that you need to begin to possess. And you may have to contend for those things. You may have to fight. You may have to battle for those things. He didn't tell the Israelites that he was going to give them Heshbon and that there would be a battle, but you know, you don't even know for sure if you're going to end up with it. He said, this is yours. Now go fight for it. Claim it as your own. Some things you need to claim just because the word says it's yours. What are those things? I'm so glad you asked. Peace. How many have y'all ever gone through those sleepless nights and those times in your life when you could not feel peace, when you didn't have any peace at all in your heart or in your mind? But the Word of God says that you can have peace. John chapter 14, verse 27 says, peace I leave with you. This is Jesus talking. If that's not good enough, this is Jesus talking to you. He said, peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Just as he said, I'm giving you Heshbon, go fight for it. I'm giving you peace, you better claim it. Not as the world gives, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Why are we constantly begging God? And I've done this myself, and I've heard people praying, oh God, just give me peace. Lord, just give me peace. But he's given you peace. There may be something interrupting that flow. There may be something going on in your life to where that flow of peace has been interrupted, but it's there. Get up and go and fight for that thing. Contend for that thing. Fight for it because it's worth having. Fight for that peace. He's already given it to you. Constantly begging God for what is already right there. And he says, the peace that I'm giving you is not the peace that the world gives you. Some of y'all are going to say, it sounds like you're preaching to ER. Well, since most of you aren't ever back in ER when I'm teaching, you're fixing to get an earful tonight. Because the peace that the world brings is not really peace at all. The peace that the world brings is in a bottle of some sort. And you take that and you don't even hardly know who you are. You can't think straight. You can't talk straight. You can't even hardly remember your name. And that's the peace that the world wants to give you, in a bottle. The peace that the world gives you will come at the end of a needle and it will leave you sick and destitute. The peace that the world gives you, they say, just snort this line of coke and you won't believe how good you're going to feel. You just won't believe how good you're going to feel. But I'm telling you what, these things that the world offer us to give us peace, they will leave you with a busted headache and sticking your head over a toilet, puking your guts up all night long, wishing that you'd not done that. And God says the whole time, I've got peace. All this stuff that you're running around looking for, it's right here. It's right here. It'll leave you broken. It will leave you financially broke. It will leave you destitute because you're out buying things and spending money on things that you think are going to make you happy and give you peace, and it will not work. And when you come to your senses, you realize that nothing out there has changed. Your situation hasn't changed. Your problems are just as big as they were when you started. And now you've probably even got more problems because you tried to meet that need in a way other than going through Jesus Christ. And you're no more prepared to handle them than you were when you started. God wants to give you peace. It's already there. Just contend for it. The Word tells us, don't be anxious for anything. Don't let anxiety. How many of y'all have ever experienced anxiety? To where you can, I know probably everybody in here has experienced anxiety. Come on, we've experienced fear. It's because the peace has not taken its proper place in your heart and in your life. Jesus said, I am your peace. God has already given it to you. Begin to possess it. Contend for it. Fight for it. Stand up for it. He's our peace and he's our victory. That's something else that God has already told you that you can have. Yet we muddle along through life and we fight and we lose and we fight and we fail and we stand back up and we fall back down. But God said, you can have victory through Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians 15:57, thanks be to God who gives us victory. I'm giving it to you. Begin to possess it. He's already given us victory. Why are we walking in defeat? Why are we walking in defeat when victory is right there and all we have to do is claim it? It's got your name on it. All you got to do is claim it. You might have to fight for it, but isn't it better than where you've been? I fought for a whole lot less than victory. Victory is yours. The Word says that as a child of God, Christ lives in you. And if Christ lives in you, that is all you need, because greater is He that is in you than he that's in the world. So why are you struggling? Why are you fighting? Sometimes our struggling and our fighting is channeled in the wrong way. If we would fight for what God says we can have, as much as we try to fight it on our own power, we would be doing pretty good. But sometimes we forget that it's not in our own power that we receive these things. It's through the power of Almighty God. Temptation hitting you hard, you can have victory over that. You don't have to live with that day in and day out. You don't have to fight that same temptation and fall to that same temptation day in and day out, because the Word tells us we can have victory, and that it, with every temptation that comes your way, God has already made a way of escape for you. There's already victory. But we struggle every day with those same old things over and over again. And you don't have to ask God if He wants you to have victory. That's not something you need to pray about. It's yours. Just take it. He's already told us how we're going to fight that battle. Not through physical weapons, but the Word says that our weapons are mighty through God, through the pulling down of strongholds. And He told us to take captive every thought. And don't let any thought, don't let any imagination, don't let any mindset, don't let any attitude rise up above what the Word of God says about your situation. You see, we get into a lot of trouble sometimes because we know what the Word says, but we know how we feel about it. And we know somebody else went through this situation and they said that once they got that far along in their cancer that you know, they just 2 weeks later, they were dead. And we listen to that stuff. Once I got to that point, I just completely lost it. You know, I'd fought that temptation over and over and over, and there was just no way to win. And we listen to this stuff over and over. We listen to things that people tell us, and we put more stock in what some defeated person tells us than what we do the Word of God. Why listen to somebody who's defeated? Why listen to somebody who's not walking in victory instead of listening to what the Word says about your situation? You can have victory. You can walk in victory. The Word tells us to stand fast in the liberty or in the freedom that Christ has already given. Begin to possess it. The Word calls those things weak and beggarly elements. Why would we go back to those things? Why would we go back and be under that yoke of bondage again when the price for our freedom has already been paid? He wants us to have victory, and He wants us to walk in freedom, and the price for that is already paid. Freedom is yours because of the work that Jesus did on Calvary, and nothing else. Nothing else. Peace, victory, and freedom are yours because of what Jesus Christ did on Calvary, and it will not come any other way. It will not come any other way. So begin to possess it. Fight knowing that that thing is yours. Fight believing and trusting that God's Word is true. Fight as if you've already won, because you have. You just got to receive it. If I told you that there were 10 $100 bills up here in one of these songbooks, I'd have to get out of the way real quick because every one of you would be running up here looking for these songbooks to see where those 10 $100 bills were stashed. Brother Hewitt would be first. But the Word tells us what we can have that is so much more precious and so much more valuable than 10 $100 bills. And we go through life without it. But it's right there for you. It's right there for you. He's already given you peace. He's given you victory. And He's given you freedom. John 10:10, very, very, very familiar passage of Scripture, says that the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. He said, but I've come that you might have life and have that more abundantly, not just barely scraping by from day to day, not just sitting off in a corner someplace feeling sorry for yourself, but He said, I want you to have abundant life. I want you to thrive in your walk with Me. I want you to be strong. I want you to bear fruit. I want you to make a difference to the world around you. And if you have no peace, and if you have no victory, and if you have no freedom, you do not have abundant life, and you will not be fruitful. You will not change any lives by your testimony. Who wants what you've got if you're defeated all the time? I understand we all go through hard times. I know that. Been there, done that. But when it's just a constant struggle all the time, it's because we're not possessing and grabbing a hold and contending for and fighting and standing up for those things that God has already said we can have. If it's worth having, it's worth fighting for. A few years back, many years back, when we were having church down in the Arkansas Baptist Assembly, what was that, 96, something like that? I was working with the kids. That was back when we called it Powerhouse. And I was working with the kids back there, and I was teaching a lesson somewhat like this. And I put all their names in a basket, and I drew their name. And the person that I drew, I said, I've got a brand new basketball for you. Nice basketball. So I've got a brand new basketball for you. Do you want it? Yeah, he wanted it. And I said, okay, I'm going to give you this basketball, but I'm also going to tell all the other kids that if they can get it from you, they can have it. I said, through the rest of the night, you better guard it. You better not leave it sitting there and get up and go to the bathroom. You better not leave it sitting here and get up and go do something. You better keep that basketball with you, and you better guard it. Because if somebody takes it, I'm not making them give it back to you. And I'm telling you, that whole night he took that basketball. It was one of the little Davis boys, if I remember right. He held that basketball and he held it tight. He didn't just sit. I mean, he was holding on to that basketball. And people would come by and they'd try to push it out of his hands. And they'd come by and they'd tickle him. And they'd push him around, but he held on to that basketball. At one point during game time, he had like 10 or 12 kids on him, and he was holding on to that, and I just let it go. And when it was all over, they had a perfect little object lesson, perfect little illustrated message, because what God gives you, you better hang on to, because the enemy is trying to get that from you, and he's trying to steal that and rob that from you. And if you want that thing that God has given you, you better hang on to it like Timmy held on to the basketball. You better not let it go. The enemy's going to come. He's going to try to take it out of your hands. He's going to try to distract you. He's going to try to get you off focus to where you set it down for a moment. And as soon as you do, he's going to jerk that thing up. And you've just lost it. And good luck getting it back. That's why I told him about the basketball. But you got to fight for it. Did that make sense? Do you see why I didn't do that illustration tonight? Okay. I thought about it, but you know, if you got people like Chad and Rodney and these people in here. So I don't know. I didn't figure that was very wise to do something like that tonight. So, but God wants you to have abundant life. He wants you to live victorious. He wants you to walk in freedom. Brother Chris, why don't y'all come on up? He wants you to be free. He doesn't want you getting up every day struggling over something that he's been trying to give you since the day that you got saved. And for some of us, that's a long time. And I'm not here to shame anybody if you don't have joy in your life. I'm not here to shame anybody if you're struggling and you don't have peace. I've been there. And I'm going to tell you, it's a dark, dark place to be. If you've never been there, you need to thank God every day that you have not been there, because it is a very, very dark, difficult place to be without the peace of God. It's a very dark, difficult place to be when you do not have victory. But if we will keep hooked up to the true vine, I'm telling you, everything that you need, God has already said that you can have it. These are the things that are necessary for you to live a fruitful life for Jesus Christ. If you want to live a fruitful life and make a difference in people's life, and as Christians, is that not the goal? I mean, I want to get to heaven, but I want to take as many people as with me as I can. I want to get to heaven, but I want to see people set free from the things that they carry in the church every time they come, and then when they leave, they walk right back out with it the same way they walked in with it. I want to see those people set free, because I've been there. And if I had not been there myself, then I probably wouldn't have the burden for that I have. But I have a burden to see people set free and deliver. Have a burden to see people live a strong, triumphant, victorious life, being fruitful and bringing others into the fold. Would you stand with me? All of these things that I've mentioned tonight, you need to begin to possess those things. They're necessary if you want to be fruitful as a Christian. But you won't get them if you're not willing to fight for it. We get discouraged so easily. We turn from the path so easily. We fall so easily because it's just easy. It's easy to give up. Brother Hewitt preached a while back about throwing in the towel. It's easy. Anybody can give up. Anybody can give up. But can you fight? That's the question. Can you fight? Can you stand? And will you? Tonight, if you have found yourself being anxious or being worried or being fearful, if you have found that you are not experiencing the peace that you know God wants for you to have, I'm going to ask you to come on up. The altars are open. If you know that you're not experiencing the peace God wants you to have in your life, you need to come up here and pray. And if you go home without coming up here praying, then you deserve to stay awake all night long. Is that too blunt? You do. You do. Romy, that you just deserve. If you've not been living a victorious life like you know you need to live, then you need to come up here and get around these altars and start praying and asking God to strengthen you so that you don't fall every time that temptation comes. Come on in around the altars tonight, church. Come on. Surely I'm not the only one that has felt these things, and I'm not the only one that has ever gone through the depression and the discouragement, and I'm not the only one that has ever felt destitute and just completely broken. Surely tonight there are some in this house who know what I'm talking about and who need God to minister to you and to strengthen you. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we need you tonight, God. Hallelujah. God, I thank you, Lord, that you are raising up a mighty army. Lord, I thank you in the name of Jesus tonight that you are raising up an army, oh God, that will not hesitate to go into battle. God, that you're raising up a body of believers tonight, oh God, that will stand toe-to-toe and face-to-face with the devil himself if they need to. God, I thank you that tonight chains are being broken and people are being set free because they can begin to possess those things, Lord, that your word has already told them that they can have. In the name of Jesus, God, I thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Some of y'all that are still sitting back out there, come on up here and let's gather in around the altars and pray for those that are in here tonight.
How he gave his life.